U.S. military training accelerated. 28th of February 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C. Excuse me. As the U.S. military's presence in Iraq becomes increasingly untenable and the Middle Eastern country's democratic government teeters upon collapse and civil war, President George Bush has responded by accelerating the training of America's fighting forces, ordering them to skip through their regular training and rush, more like firefighters than military personnel, into Iraq. In fact, many Marine Corps and Army units are being trained as they are flown from military installations into their assigned combat zones. In addition, more female drill instructors and drill sergeants are being used to train the nation's fighting men. Army Staff Sergeant Donna Myers told UNnews reporter Lotta Lies,
"We've cut the training to the bare bones. For the typical soldier, training used to extend to 16 weeks, 8 weeks of basic training, followed by 8 weeks more of advanced individual training. Now, training lasts most of the duration of a soldier's flight to Iraq, about 14 hours.
Myers went on to divulge off the record, as a result of the accelerated pace of the soldiers' training, soldiers are typically taught only four combat techniques. First, the fighting forces are taught the most basic combat technique, known as the shaking of one's fist at the enemy combatant. Myers said the trainees are taught to raise their arms, bending their elbows so that the curled fingers of their hands are facing toward them, just to the lower right of their jawlines, or to the lower left of their jawlines if they happen to be left-handed. The fingers should be curled tightly, not loosely, she said, with the top portion of the thumb along the index and middle fingers. Then the soldier is instructed to shake the forearm and fist vigorously back and forth within a 5-inch span, repeating the gesture 10 to 12 times. The second technique is called the flipping of the bird at the enemy combatant, and is performed, trainees are taught, in the same manner as the shaking of one's fist at the enemy combatant, except that rather being curled into a fist alongside the other fingers of the hand, the middle finger is raised and erect. The soldier then shakes the forearm and fist vigorously back and forth within a 5-inch span, repeating the gesture 10 to 12 times. The third combat technique is known as the stomping of the foot. This technique is executed by bending the knee so as to raise the foot distance of approximately 6 inches from the ground, and then extending the knee again in a quick downward thrust so that the heel of the combat boot strikes the ground forcefully. This technique may be repeated several times for effect. The final technique is the same as the previous, except the soldier also frowns severely as he executes the sharp stomp. For obvious reasons, the technique is known as the stomping of the foot while frowning. Like a regular foot stomp, this technique may be repeated for effect. According to the Pentagon, this fighting technique is devastatingly effective. According to Myers, however, the military forces have had only limited success in conducting these combat maneuvers on the battlefield, and it may be necessary to supplement them with training in use of such heavy artillery techniques as the tossing of the beanbag, or even much deadlier, the shooting of the spitwad, which, quote, could put somebody's eye out, unquote. Critics contend that incomplete training is jeopardizing the effectiveness and safety of American fighting men by slamming them into a hostile environment with insufficient combat skills. These troops should receive extended training in a desert environment using traditional weapon systems, such as rifles, machine guns, mortars, heavy artillery, tanks, missiles, rockets, critics claim. However, the president replied to these concerns by saying, quote, "There simply isn't enough time. Our battle plans don't allow for the training of the troops. Besides, actual combat will provide all the training our men in uniform will require to fill the nation's military cemeteries," unquote. Congress passed a resolution calling for the American military forces to be deployed to Disneyland, where Boy Scouts will take over the task of training them for combat. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.